Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking. This week we've been learning about God's Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit changes and transforms our lives. Perfect topic for today. We read part of a reading from the book of Romans yesterday about how the Holy Spirit helps us resist sin, brings us new life, and resurrection from the dead. Well, today we're gonna see some more of that passage, see what comes next. At this point in the passage, Paul turns his attention from what God does for us to what we have a responsibility to do in return. Not to earn God's love or to somehow buy the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives, but rather in thanksgiving for that.
So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him.
What Paul is wanting to communicate here is that there is a definite, real change in the life of a follower of Jesus when the Holy Spirit enters that person's heart and begins to transform them from the inside out. It means they need to look back and see the transformation that's happened and not fall back on that. He's definitely trying to describe that there is a progression here. If you are now in the Spirit, don't live like you are in sin. Now, he doesn't think it's going to be easy. He's not saying that. It will be hard. You will need God's help, and that's why the Holy Spirit is here. Because if you truly decided to follow Jesus, the Holy Spirit has to start working inside you, and there needs to be an openness to that, and an ability to look back and say, yes, I've been open to that. The Spirit has been working in me. I am not who I was before. If we follow the Spirit's leading, then we live. And he's reminding us that if we live in sin, giving ourselves over to sin, not making a mistake once in a while, but if we live in sin, if we live as if we are slaves to sin and not adopted by God the Father, then we don't live. We're not really living now, and we won't live in eternity. So he's very much contrasting life in sin to death versus life in the Spirit, which is truly life. Then Paul moves into this great imagery of adoption. He talks about being adopted by God, that the Holy Spirit accomplishes this adoption where we become a part of God's family. There's some great material on this in our Christianity 101 course. If you've never done it before, I'd encourage you to look at it, especially the material on grace. You'll see this explained really well in a nice diagram I used to talk about grace versus law and the analogy of adoption and how it fits into that, that we become members of God's family. Rather than earning our place, buying our place in the household like a servant might by working, earning, we're adopted in. God just makes us a part of his family by his choice and his choice alone. That's the incredible offer that's given to us by God. Imagine any child who gets adopted, the joy and hope that comes with becoming part of a new family. Now imagine being adopted by the King of the universe, God himself. Being adopted by any healthy family would be incredible, but imagine being adopted into God's family and how much greater that is than the joy a child would feel at being adopted into a family. That's the joy that the Holy Spirit brings to the life of a follower of Jesus. That we're no longer on our own. We are God's, and God's Holy Spirit is living in us and guiding us. When we're adopted into God's family, we're given the same rights, responsibilities, membership as any member of his family. There was no difference. In Jesus' day, when a child was adopted, they were just like any other child already in the family. No matter how old they were, no matter how long they'd been in the family, natural born or adopted, didn't matter. They were all part of one family. And in this case, we're all part of God's family. The Spirit lets us call ourselves members of God's family. We even get to call God Abba, Father, which is a very personal and intimate way to refer to one's father. In Jesus' day, Abba would have been used in some ways like we would use daddy today. It's not perfect, but it's close to that, where it would be an expression of love and intimacy given to a father by a young child who was completely dependent. Paul's trying to remind people that being part of God's family, following His Holy Spirit, having His Spirit at the center of our lives, means complete submission, handing our lives over to God and His leadership now. This isn't easy. And this means our lives are being transformed from the inside out. And if you're wondering what that looks like, what does it actually mean? How does the Holy Spirit transform us from the inside out? We'll give you an example tomorrow. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with your small group. How do you see the themes of life and death being used in this passage? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.